And our theme, Musicians Come and Play with Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 528 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. Our theme wrapping up right there, you bet. We're at now 14 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 34 degrees. We have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in. Say good morning to the one and only Mr. Tuba Dan. How are you doing, Dan?
Hi, Si. Hello, everybody over there in Minnesota.
You bet. And how is things in Ripon, Wisconsin this morning?
Well, we've got a little overcast sky. Deer hunting started yesterday. I haven't seen too many orange jackets out.
Okay.
I guess one of my friends said that they saw 20 doe, but no buck.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. And I take it you're not a deer hunter yourself?
No. The only deer I got is my wife.
Oh, the two-legged variety. You bet.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, Dan, real quickly, give us a short history, how things got going. Where were you born and raised? Who were mom and dad? A little bit about the family. Just give us a little history.
I was born in 1949 in Kewaunee. We didn't have a hospital. I was actually born at the doctor's office in downtown Kewaunee. I had three older brothers. I was number four out of nine kids. So I actually had six brothers and two sisters in this mix. My mom and dad raised all of us kids on a 40-acre dairy farm. We had six cows to provide milk and meat and things like that. No chickens, no pigs, just cows. And we had one horse, lots of cats, and a couple dogs, and that's about all I can tell you. And, you know, at the time when you grew up on a small dairy farm like that, you thought that was large back in the 40s and 50s. Not in comparison to today's farmers. I mean, you take down the line fences and everything so big. My mother and dad, my mom was a stay-at-home mom until my youngest brother, Paulie, got in grade school. And she went to work as in a nursing home taking care of the elderly. That's like an assistant. She was an RN during World War II. So she worked at a nursing home in Kewaunee. And my dad worked at the shipyards. And my grandfather pretty much, when he retired, who lived in Kewaunee, he would come out to our little farm and kind of be our field foreman and tell us what we had to do while Dad was working at the shipyards.
Okay. Very good.
They always wanted a family polka band, so they started up a polka band once the older brothers got in high school, and by the time I came along, I picked out the tuba.
Uh-huh.
Can't have a polka band without a tuba in Wisconsin, you know.
No. Are any of them still playing yet, or is it just you?
Well, I gave up playing 2 years ago. My health went bad after that second COVID shot. I lost quite a bit of my balance and equilibrium. My brother Joe still plays the tuba. He plays with the Sugarbush Boys. Originally, he was our clarinet player in our family band until I traded a watch for an old tuba. I used to get a lot of tubas. I don't know. I must have black market capabilities. I traded when I went with Dick Rogers' band. I sold them, or actually traded a watch, these Waltman watches, a real cheapy watch, like a Timex from a tuba. And from there on, he's making his own market. He's a pretty good tuba player, too. So, uh-huh. I don't know. I'm not the best. I'm disallowed, I guess.
Well, I think you're very, very good. And you've had a long history of playing. When did you first get started, Dan? Were you a teenager or before that?
I was actually before my 13th year. I got an old sousaphone that I actually got gifted upon graduation. It's a metal, one of these silver metal tubas, you know?
Yeah.
The band said, take it home and practice on it. So I took that doggone tuba home and I learned about six notes. And several weeks after I got it, driving my mother and dad nuts up in our bedroom, I was honking away trying to figure out. I didn't have any music. I was just trying to figure it by ear.
Yep.
I got a job. I played with a little two-piece band down the road. They needed a tuba player for a wedding dance, a big wedding dance in Kewaunee. We lived 16 miles out in the country, so for me, traveling with another band and getting out of the house and away from my brothers and sisters was a treat. I played for a four-hour dance, and I got $8.
Okay, yep.
And that's how it started. I came home, and I gave that $8 to my mom. I said, here, buy some groceries. My dad was making like $60 working 40 hours a week at the shipyards, and I gave her $8, and that was a lot of money.
Yeah.
But that was my start with the Len Ray Orchestra, accordion and a trumpet player and a tuba. That was us. And it wasn't until I got in with the Dick Rogers Band when I was 19. I just turned 19, and Dick called me to help out. I was playing with a lot of local, smaller, unknown bands at that time, helping out. And it was a great learning curve for me to be able to learn different styles and work with musicians that I highly respected.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to me quicker than any of my other brothers and sisters. I mean, I was the one that actually, because of the instrument I play, I got more opportunity to go out and do it.
Sure, sure.
But when I was playing with Dick's band, shortly after I started, he was making a lot of vinyl, you know, 33 and a third albums. And people would come up and buy an album, and then he want the musicians to autograph it for them, you know.
Yeah.
So they would start with Dick Rogers in the front, then Metco and all the guys in the front row, and then they would come around to the drummer back, and then I was the last one to always sign.
Uh-huh.
And the funny thing is, Dick was always tapping off, starting a song by the time I got that damn album to sign. they would sign their name like Dick Metco accordion trumpet team. They would sign and then what they played. So when I got it, I didn't have enough time to write my long last name.
Yeah.
So I just wrote Tuba Dan, and that's how I got the nickname.
Oh yeah. Okay. Ah, oh, neat.
I think lots of people in the industry don't know what my last name is.
Yep. Well, and I think you can pronounce it a couple different ways. Is it a Jerobic or a Jerobic? Or...
Oh, you got it. Yeah, both pronouncing it. If you go to Kewaunee, it's Jerobic. Down here, it's Jerobic. And in Czech Republic, it's Jezabic.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And you are a senior because you have a son, Danny Jr., huh?
That is correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you're married to a wonderful lady. And I think her first name is Lila, but you call her Corky, huh?
Yes. And the reason we call her, and a lot of our friends call her Corky, too. When we were dating, I would take her to dances when I was with Dick. And, of course, while I'm up on the stage, she's out there. Everybody wants to dance with Corky because she could do the hop polka really well.
Okay.
And so I could see her head bouncing up and down across the dance. I keep an eye on her.
Yep.
I didn't want to lose the sound.
Yeah.
She's like a cork bouncing on the water, so I called her Corky.
Oh, yeah. And it stuck.
It stuck, yeah.
And you were blessed with how many children?
We had two boys and two girls at one time. All the girls were in our little band, the Polkalanders, but eventually their interest wasn't so great, but the boys continued. And we're very proud of all of our kids, and some of our grandkids are also involved in music.
Good.
Not necessarily polka, but they're involved in music, which is very good.
That is very good. Well, we know about Danny Jerobic Jr., a wonderful button box player, and I love his CD he came out with recently, The Bohemian. And he kind of makes your band, doesn't he? I mean, besides you with the tuba, but that button box is really special.
You know, when he started playing that, we once traveled 45 miles. I seen in the paper there was a garage sale for a button accordion. So he didn't know nothing about button accordions. He was like, what, 7, 8 years old, not even that. So he and I took a road trip one Saturday afternoon, went to the garage. I bought this accordion for $25. I said, "Now you sit in the back and see if you can play something." And he's making chords and finding out that this push and pull is all a different sound on it. And I said, "Now when we go to play next time on a job, I will give you an extra 25 cents for every song you play in the button box." Nowadays, I got to pay him $50 to take it out of the doggone case, you know.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It is. Did he play other instruments then, too?
Actually, in my first band, he played drums.
Oh, okay.
And he had several band directors that played in the front row, clarinet, saxes, trumpet, and trombone and stuff. And so he started learning from them how to write music before he was 10 years old.
My goodness. Wow.
And then, of course, he wanted to move up to the front row and play trumpet and sax and button box a couple songs. So then we had no drummer. And those guys in the front row, all these band directors that's supposed to know how to play percussion, didn't want to touch it.
Oh, really?
So I convinced my wife, Corky, who knew nothing other than just how to keep time, to sit in on the drums. And that's where she stayed until the band ended.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then your other son, David, he's an accomplished musician and, band teacher and everything too, huh?
Yeah, well, he was the high school band director at Winneconne. And a couple of years ago, he gave that up to take over the technical support team, head of the school district, all their computers and technical stuff. He actually, that's a degree, that's a master that he got in college. So he took that job. It's a better paying job. Also loosened up a lot of free time for his family and playing drums. When you're the band director in a school, you got to be there for concerts, marching, and all this sort of stuff.
Yep.
And he could give him more time. So it's more of a headache for what he's doing now, but he has more time, and generally I think he's happier.
That's great. That's great. Well, so you mentioned you had several bands over the years. So was the most recent the family band, or what did you all have?
Well, we had the Polkalanders, which started out as 7 and then went to 8 piece when Corky played drums, because Danny moved up to the front. And it was primarily like a Romy Gaz bohemian style.
Mm-hmm.
And then after several years, Danny got pretty good on button box. So then we dropped the clarinets and saxes and just put button box and 2 trumpets, tuba and drums and piano. And that was the new Tuba Dan band.
Okay.
And then when Danny spun off with Copperbox and Kick, with his own band, well, David went with him. So then we picked up another concertina player and got another couple trumpet players, and we just called it the new Tuba Dan band. From that point on, it was no family band. But up until 2 years ago, 2 or 3 times a year, we'd get the family band back together just for, you know, grins and giggles, I guess you could say.
Yep.
And we'd play a public dance, and we'd get a lot of people come and see us, like, remembering the good old days, you know, when we were on the road. But things change over time. You know, your health starts to deteriorate, and you always miss that, but you just can't do it. I mean, age creeps up on you, and you just say, nuts. But, you know, I got to tell you, my friend, because you're a musician, and I really value everything you're doing for the industry. You know, you got to be thankful for the good Lord that he gave us this opportunity to do what we love for so long.
Isn't that the truth? You bet. Yeah.
Thanksgiving means a lot. At least to me, I got a lot of things to be thankful for.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of controversy. We could spend the whole show talking about the trends because, you know, I know if you go back in your career 20 years, I know if I go back 20 or 30 years, we were playing every weekend, and several times we had a lot of 3-day weekends, and sometimes even one during the week and so on. And I know there was a lot of other bands that were playing oftener than that. And you probably the same way, huh?
Yeah. One thing that I don't miss are the hangovers.
Yeah. Well, I suppose you didn't have a boss that controlled that, huh? So you could probably get away with that, but... when we were working with Lester Schuft, he said, probably one on the stage. That's all you guys are allowed. So nobody got out of hand.
Don't look at those stacked cans in the back row.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Through the years, Dan, you guys did a lot of recording, huh? Do you have any idea how many times you were in the studios?
Oh, are you talking television or recording?
Well, that's right. You were a TV as well, huh?
Oh, yeah, we did. I think we did close to 80 different television shows, at least in my career. I don't know, but with our own band, probably about maybe 20 with my own band. We did different shows in Minnesota and TV shows. Bandwagon, I think, out of Mankato.
Yeah, the Bandwagon show, yeah.
And then we did some earlier ones for Green Bay, all the different Green Bay stations, and people would show up on jobs and record it and then release it. It's a different day and age now. Sad to say, young people today don't appreciate what these veterans did for the. And it's changing a little bit, and there are some bands that are hanging on. Unfortunately, they're all smaller bands.
Yeah.
You know, they're making as much money as what the big bands did years ago. That's the irony.
Yeah, that is right. Well, Dan, if we can ask you to hold that thought, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you if that's all right. Alrighty, so Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages where smiling faces, low prices await you. Looking at the calendar, yes, Thanksgiving already here this week, and the St. Joe Meat Market has hams, turkeys that are fresh or smoked, meat and cheese trays, and lots of flavors of sausage to center your holiday meal around. Yes, the St. Joe Meat Market is a busy shop, so phone your orders in advance for even better and quicker service. Don't forget, the St. Joe Meat Market has gift cards for that special someone. Always the right gift in any amount, and they never expire. And now, assuming that your hunting season was successful, the St. Joe Meat Market has lots of do-it-yourself supplies on hand for making your own sausage. Everything from wrapping paper, food-grade bags, freezer tape, seasonings, casings, pork and beef trimmings. Just call ahead, 320-363-4913. Have your order ready for pickup when you arrive. Always for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook. Look for us on the web, www.stjoesofmeatmarket.com. That's the St. Joe Meat Market. Thank you for your patronage, and have yourself a wonderful Thanksgiving. Dan, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here before, you know how it works. We'll get that package put up, send that out to you, along with Chasm, the meat market. We'll send that out to you. Hope that you and Corky and everybody around you enjoy it in good health. How has that worked out for you?
Thank you, Cy. Just a last little parting shot.
Yeah.
Usually Thanksgiving, I usually get the part of the turkey that went over the fence last.
Oh, okay. You have the house full for Thanksgiving usually?
No, actually, we're going out this year. We're going to go to one of the kids, and if the weather turns bad, instead of going so far down to Milwaukee, we'll just go 14 miles to Oshkosh if the weather gets bad.
Okay. Good for you.
Are you doing anything for the holidays? Sorry.
Yeah, we have my wife's brother and his wife and my son. One of my sons comes home, so there's usually five of us for Thanksgiving. And, it's become a real tradition there. My son, he's a bachelor, and so he usually volunteers to bring the wine. He'll usually pick up a case of wine, and then we sample all of these wines as the day goes by. And nobody gets out of hand, but we just look forward to it. My sister-in-law, she's a great baker, so she'll make some homemade bread or muffins or something. And, of course, we did prime rib one year, and that was really good. But when my father-in-law was alive, after we had settled and had that, he said later on, he said, you know, somehow that was so good, but still turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, cranberries, you just have to do that. So we've stuck with the turkey ever since then.
Well, do me one favor, give your entire family and all of your fans and all of your advertisers my sincere holiday blessing and wish for a very safe, brand new Christmas season and New Year, and may God watch over all of you.
We will do that. And we're not quite done with you, Dan. There was one more topic I wanted to address, and that is the fact that not only a successful musician that you are, I know you were a mail carrier during your lifetime, but you also had a radio career. Are you still going with that?
Yes. In fact, May will be the start of my 55th year doing radio.
Really? And what stations are you on?
I am on the Ripon local station, and also they broadcast on the internet.
Okay.
So people can pick this up worldwide. I got listeners in Vienna, Austria.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know who the hell would want to get up early in the morning over there to listen to my poker show. Wednesday nights from 5:30 to 7:30, 7 to 9 Saturday mornings, 6:30 a.m. to 9 Sunday mornings. But from 7 to 9 Sunday is country gospel. We only have a half-hour poker show Sunday mornings, 6:30 to 7. But we play like Johnny Cash and Roy Rogers and Patsy Cline, all these old country western religious songs. And during the COVID, it was extremely popular because people couldn't go to church.
So. Right.
I'm not a Bible thumper, but I know he's out there taking good care of us, and we do it through music.
Yes, yeah, and that is really great. You bet. So can you give us a little jingle, what it would sound like on one of the stations? You're listening to such-and-such radio. Give us your line.
You are listening to Hometown Broadcasting out of Ripon, Wisconsin on Radio Road, M7502. It's the Tuba Dan Poker Show with Corky. Glad to have you along, and then we list all the different advertisers. AM 1600, 93.1 FM. And if you want to get it, it's at www.hometownbroadcasting.com. Click on the Tuba Dan icon, and you can catch it. So they keep usually 3 weeks of past shows taped, so people, if they miss something, they can always tune in and listen to all our malarkey.
Oh. that is fun. That is really fun. Also, just going back before I ask you the last question, that had to be really a treat as you look back over your lifetime. Had to be a treat playing with the Dick Rogers Band, huh?
That was really, he gave me a great, he was a fantastic mentor. One of the first things he taught me was, you're going to find and meet a lot of people in this industry, and no matter how smart or how well they dress or how poor they seem to be, they're still a public, and they will make or break you. They will determine if you're going to be a success in this. No matter if you're the most talented, best-looking person or musician, the public will determine that. You cannot be too confident of yourself. Always remain humble, and I did. So we were lucky, and I'm just like you say, we're not good, but we're loud, and that's how it goes.
There you go. Oh, I think you have a fantastic band. I'm looking forward to playing a few songs by your band. Off the various CDs here. Usually if we talk too long, I only get about four or five in. But the other thing I have to share with you, Dan, and I know you can appreciate this. So I sent you that CD of the Minnesota Dutchman here recently.
Yeah, that was very good. I aired some of that. It was very good.
Yeah, they're a local band. Jerry is actually a first cousin to my dad. He turned 80. And family and friends surprised him with an 80th birthday party last night at the Holding Ford American Legion, and we were invited, and we went, and they actually had the Larry Olson Band playing. Larry Olson has become very close friends with the Minnesota Dutchman, and so John Wendinger was drumming, Larry Olson up there, and long story short, Larry, he is just, if you know Larry at all, he's a wild guy. And he said, "Si, we got to get you up here." So I got to drum a couple of sets with Larry. I've never played with Larry before, and so that was a real thrill. My good buddy Ron Eichmeyer on the recording, bass horn, was playing alongside of me. And I've always said as a drummer, if I've got a good bass horn player sitting alongside of me, it's so easy playing. So I don't know if you've heard any of that, but I'd sure love to sit on the same stage with you one day, but it's probably not going to happen.
More likely. Good Lord willing, I like that. But I did call Jerry's son when I got that CD after playing it.
Okay, Rick Notch, yeah.
And I want to thank you for keeping me supplied with a lot of that good old Minnesota music. I deeply appreciate it. I don't thank people enough for what they do, but it eventually comes around.
Well, you bet, you bet. So we've come to that point of the show where I always ask you if you've got one special memory that you would like to share with the listeners. I know we've had you on probably half a dozen times over the years. I can't remember what you've told me in the past, but what have you got for us today, Dan?
Well, I think the one special memory that sticks out is meeting Daniel O'Donnell down in Branson Museum.
Okay.
In Branson, Missouri. he asked me to actually be part of his band, his house band, to come down and be a guest, because he never had a tuba player.
Oh, really?
One of the Molly B. Christmas shows on Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And he was sitting in the back of the auditorium with his wife, and I went to the back just to see what the show was looking like. And here he's sitting there in the back row. So I went over and tapped him, and very quietly, I said, I don't mean to bother you, Daniel, but I said, I really enjoy your show and what you're doing. He said, hey, aren't you that tuba player up there? I said, yeah, I'm just checking out things back here. He says, you know, we don't get too many tuba players down here in Missouri. I said, well, don't feel bad. We don't get too many Irish tenors in Wisconsin either. Would you like to come and sit in with my band? He said, I'd love to. I said, yeah, well, maybe try and do that sometime. But unfortunately, that never happened. And it's
yep.
One of those golden moments that you never forget.
Yep, yep, for sure. Well, that is awesome. Dan, we want to thank you for taking time and joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And like I've told you the past times, if the good Lord is willing that you and I are here down the road sometime, and you know how it goes, one day you're here and one day you're not, so we never know what the future holds. But if we're down, you know, together yet down the road sometime, we'll do this thing again. How's that?
That sounds good. And as they say in Wisconsin, if we don't see you in the future, we'll see you in the pasture.
There you go. All righty, Dan. Well, we're going to let you run. Have a great Thanksgiving, and I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment here.
Okay. Yeah, bye, everybody.
There you go. And there he goes, Tuba Dan, our 528th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play. We're at 12 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 35 degrees here in central Minnesota. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Tuba Dan Band in just moments. Larry Razavian is out of town checks with our theme wrapping up right there, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 528th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Tuba Dan Jurabic from Ripon, Wisconsin. Yes, our guest here, and what a delightful guest he is. Yeah, just a fun guy, and look forward to, I want to take a road trip sometime and see him at his place sometime and visit with Dan. Like I said, he made the trip here a couple years back, came out, wanted to see what the station looked like, and he's just a likable guy. So we're going to get things started right now, 14 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. It's a Tuba Dan Band and a nice polka here, one called the Round and Round Polka. The Tuba Dan Band with the Round and Round Polka. Good stuff for you there with the Tuba Dan Band. Here's a nice waltz tune. Tuba Dan, the Morning Glow Waltz.
I saw the morning glow. I saw
The Tuba Dan Band with the Morning Glow Waltz. And we're now at 19 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 35 degrees here in central Minnesota. I was mentioning earlier this morning that we had a wonderful time at the Holding Ford Legion last night. Jerry Notch celebrating his 80th birthday party, a surprise birthday party for him. Relatives from up in Black Duck, Minnesota were there last night and probably listening in. And that would be my mom's sister, Lillian Notch, sister-in-law to Jerry Notch, and some of her kids, my cousin Gerald, sister Janet, and also a brother Marvin were all there. Had a wonderful time with all those folks. So in case they're listening in, let's do a nice tune here by Tuba Dan, one called Dancing Your Memory Away. Tuba Dan Band with one called Dancing Your Memory Away. We're at 22 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading at 35 degrees here in central Minnesota. Yes, sending that one out to my cousins, Gerald, Janet, and Marvin, and my aunt, Lillian, as they came down from Black Duck, Minnesota. Stayed at my sister's place last night, in case they're listening in, maybe on their way back home. Yeah, hope you have safe travels. More music on the way with the Tuba Dan Band. And this one's called the Cherry Pickers Polka. Thank you. And the Tuba Dan Band with the Cherry Pickers Polka. Tuba Dan and the Polka Landers right there. 25 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Jeannie B texting information in once again today, like she does each and every week. It says, Happy Thanksgiving to everyone from Jeannie B's Tours. As the new year approaches, you may be thinking about 2025 adventures on your bucket list. On Monday, December 9th, you can head to the Corner Pub in Freeport to the Jeannie B's Meet and Greet to see presentations for the 2025 Jeannie B's Tours. Fly out extended tours, see Alaska, Ireland, colors of New England, the rails and trails, Canadian Rockies, Danube River cruise to Germany and Austria, historic Savannah and Charleston, Nova Scotia, Cape Cod, and the islands, and New York City and the Hudson River Valley. You can enjoy an included lunch and door prizes. Call Jeannie B's Tours at 320-345-1581 to RSVP for the meal. There are still seats available on the Slots of Luck Tour, January 8th and 9th, the Jackpot Junction. Join the tour group and receive $50 in free slot play. Have some winter fun after the busy holiday season. Jeannie B's office will be glad to send you a schedule for the 2025 one-day mini tours that are 2 to 4 day getaways and the extended tours. Reach them at 320-345-1581. As Jeannie likes to say, seeing is believing. And that's from Jeannie B's Tours, as they proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Back to the music of the Tuba Dan Band. Here's Tuba Dan with one called the Clarinet Yodeler. Band with one called the Clarinet Yodeler. 29 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. 35 degrees, our current temperature here in Albany. Music from the Tuba Dan Family Band CD, and this one's called The Dream Girl Waltz. Tuba Dan Family Band with one called The Dream Girl Waltz. Here's another great polka tune by the Tuba Dan Band. The Family Band is one called The Kiss Polka.
I used to sing my favorite
The Tuba Dan Band with one called the Kiss Polka. One more polka tune on the way with the Tuba Dan Band, and this one's called the Stevens Point Polka.
Thank you.
Scuba Dan Band with the Stevens Point Polka. Time to wrap up another edition of our Musician's Musical Treat for Dancing Feet. And Dan was telling me that he's only sang one song on the recordings, and this is the one that they left them sing. And Dan featured on this one, May the Good Lord Bless and Keep You, a gospel song with the Tuba Dan Band.
May the good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away. May you find that long awaited golden day today. May all your troubles all be small ones, and your fortunes 10 times 10. Shining and a bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see. Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows, never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
The Tuba Dan Band with May the Good Lord Bless and Keep You, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.